The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Tuesday, 17 April 2018. And today, as promised, I've got Harley Schlager with us, and he is in Germany as we speak. It's about, I think, 1 o'clock in the morning over there. Harley, how are we doing?
I'm awake.
a lot of stuff has happened since you've been on the program last. I don't even know where to start. I guess the good place to start would be more war in the Middle East and the reasons why we're doing this. But Trump is in constant hot water. I've never witnessed anything like this. I think that my personal opinion as to why this man became president, number one, I think pretty much everybody knew, but didn't speak it above a whisper, that Hillary Clinton was a crook, so we didn't want her. And then he did a perfect campaign calling her a criminal and is going to lock her up and talking about things that concern most people, border security, jobs, you know, things of that nature. So, and Donald Trump was the man for the day. He was the right guy, the wrong guy, depends on who you talk to, at the right time. But he has had one hell of a time. He's been in there, what, almost a year and a half? And it's been a constant barrage, constant from the media. You did a story here, you did a short update on your story about the legal attacks and media psychological war, the warfare, and this push against Trump. Now, people were pissed. Harley, I got to say, and I was as well. I heard the man say, look, I'm pulling out of Syria in 6 months. And then there would be somebody saying, well, we haven't written everything off. There might be military action, but at this time there's not. And then the next thing we know, we're bombing Syria for the excuse of there are people over there using chemical weapons against the populace. And that's when the fireworks started. Jump in here at any time, Harley.
Well, there are a couple of points that just to start with, John, that are really important. One is that since he's been president, there has been an unprecedented attack against him to try to keep him from doing what he said he would do in the campaign. Now, whether he fully intended to do everything he said in the campaign, as most politicians don't, or whether he wanted to and has been held back by the attacks, by the problems in his own party, the Republican Party, you know, it's hard to know. It's hard to judge it. But I think the one thing you can say is that there was an effort from the very beginning to keep him from doing what he said he would do. Now, you just mentioned a perfect example of that. In the campaign, he said, we have no reason to be involved in Syria. The civil war there is not worth a drop of American blood or a dollar of taxpayer money. Now, 2 weeks ago, he said, we're getting out of Syria. We accomplished the objective of defeating ISIS. Now, by we, that's a very broad we. It was actually the Syrian army, the Russians, Hezbollah, the Iranian forces. But nevertheless, the job was done, and Obama was never going to do it, and Hillary wasn't going to do it. Now, in the midst of this, what happens? You have the Skripal affair, which now turns out to be a complete lie about the so-called Russian chemical warfare attack on the former Russian spy. The experts in Britain of chemical weapons lab, Porton Down, said they cannot confirm that this came from Russia. And a Swiss lab, which is an authorized lab, one of the five labs in the world authorized by the OPCW, the Chemical Warfare Prevention Agency, it says that it was not Novichok, the so-called Russian agent, but something that the U.S. and the British have. So this was launched to say to Trump, look, your buddy Putin is killing people in England. Then you had Trump call Putin to congratulate him and say, look, let's get to work on some of these things we want to talk about so that we don't end up in an arms race. And shortly after that, you have the Syrian so-called chemical weapons story, which I think is another false flag, another fraud. And then in the midst of this, when Trump is being pushed by Macron of France, by May of the United Kingdom, and by the neoconservatives in his own regime, his personal lawyer is raided, and the Comey book comes out. Now, it's interesting, the Washington Post, and I point this out in the article, the Washington Post a couple of days ago said Trump, the reluctant hawk, is being opposed by his aides on Russia, and he's losing. This was a triumphant article by the Washington Post, which basically said Trump is not going to be able to do what he wanted to do. And you had Nikki Haley come out saying that there will be more sanctions on Russia. And you had Macron saying he convinced Trump to stay in Syria. Now, yesterday, Trump came out and said, we're not going to put new sanctions on Russia, and we're not going to keep troops in Syria. So as disappointed as I was by his decision to go along with this numbskull Macron and this pathetic character Theresa May by launching missiles into Syria, it's clear that whether it was Trump or Mattis or Dunford, the decision was made not to hit anything important, certainly not to kill any Syrian or Russian troops. And now we're in a situation where the deep state is even more angry at Trump. And, you know, we'll see if he's ever going to deliver on some of these things. But certainly, as you point out, he has been besieged from day one.
Well, when I looked at this, and some people at the time suggested that maybe he's just doing this to placate his generals. Now, I thought that possible scenario through, and I thought, well, wait a minute here. If we're going to go bomb targets that they had a heads up in beforehand, by the way, CNN came out and did the story. They weren't gassed. A reporter reaches Syrian chemical attack site, and guess what? There's no chemical residue anywhere to be seen.
CNN said that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm amazed. But well, of course, because it's what? It's an anti-Trump piece that here's,
of course.
Here's Trump bombing somebody. You know, so at any rate.
But a week ago, CNN was saying if Trump doesn't do something, he's worse than Obama.
Yeah. And now they flip the story. Isn't it convenient to be in the Communist News Network? You can speak out of both. You can be Janus. You can speak out of both sides of your head, and nobody, you know.
Well, and you assume that your listeners don't remember what you said the hour before.
Well, and some people poised the possibility that Trump just did this to placate his generals.
I don't think it was done to placate the generals, because some of the generals were the ones who were telling him, don't do it. Now, McMaster, who fortunately is gone, was probably one of the ones who would have said, do more damage. McMaster wanted to send 120,000 troops into Syria. But General Mattis, you know, for whatever else he is, Mattis was the one who said that the 2017 attack, which was blamed on Assad, that was then the occasion for Trump to send some missiles into Syria. Mattis said, look, we never confirmed there was chemical weapons used there. Mattis and Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, were very much involved in the planning for this. Dunford has been talking to Gerasimov, the head of the Russian military Joint Chiefs. So I think there are at least some generals who really didn't want to get into a war. Now, there's some CIA types and mercenary types. And by mercenary, I mean these consulting agencies, the neoconservative arm, what Tucker Carlson called the armchair generals, who do want war. And they want it because it means more business for them. The British want it because they do not want to see Trump and Putin ever get together. For the same reason, the British were involved in breaking the German-Russian alliance in the early 1900s to prepare for World War I. The British view is that if you have a German-led Europe working together with a Eurasian-led Russia, then Britain is finished as an economic power. Now, the only power the British still have is financial manipulation through central banks.
Yep.
And but that's a big power.
Well, and isn't it ironic? Does it surprise anybody that we started the Federal Reserve? You know, we had a banking crisis here, and well, they started demonstrating that back in 1907. Well, it took them about 6 years to roll around with the Emergency Banking Act of 1913. And isn't it ironic that we had two world wars since the bankers took over?
Well, it's predictable.
Good. Because white hats, black hats, it doesn't matter. The bankers win on both sides.
Well, they have up to this point, and we saw that most spectacularly in 2008, where they completely blew out the world financial system, and not just the financial system, but they've destroyed much of the physical economy of the United States, and yet they were never held accountable in 2008. Bush gave them a pass the brief period he was still in there, and then Obama basically allowed them to continue business as usual and gave them all sorts of free money from the Federal Reserve, the so-called quantitative easing policy. So they've had their control unchallenged. Now what's being challenged is that as the system's collapsing, we're seeing a political effect. And I think, John, this is one of the most important points I'd like to get across to your listeners. You know, the issue really isn't Trump. Trump is sort of an accidental president. He's not the best messenger for what needs to be said, although he did touch a lot of raw nerves during the campaign. But what we're seeing throughout the West...
Okay, now let me stop you right there. Why would you say that? Because what I remember Trump talking about, and I think it was the needs and what was on people's minds that made Donald Trump, not the other way around. He had a good campaign manager. He had people from Breitbart and wherever else that had their fingers on the pulse of the American people, what they were concerned about, what they wanted to see done.
Oh, I think he ran a brilliant campaign. And I'll tell you, the key campaign advisor to him who organized the campaign, it was done in 2012 to 2016 by Roger Stone, mm-hmm. who's a brilliant campaign operative. And Trump's campaign, he addressed the banking crisis. He said no more bailouts, no more regime change wars, no more Bushes, no more Clintons, no more Obamas, no more free trade agreements. He did touch the nerves of people in a way that caused them to go out and vote for him. So in that sense, he was presenting a message. Whether or not he fully understands it, you have to wonder why he brought in Goldman Sachs guys to run the Treasury and the economic office, why he brought in neoconservatives from the Bush and Obama period to run his foreign policy. You have to wonder about that. But what I don't wonder about with Trump is that he stood up to the corruption of the FBI, the CIA, and others. He hasn't bowed down to that. and especially on this whole question of collusion, of the so-called Russia interference in the election. He has not, he still calls this a witch hunt. He's correctly identifying these networks in a way that no president did. And John, you know this. Even though Kennedy knew that J. Edgar Hoover was out to get him, he kept silent about it. And I think that's why he got assassinated. Every other president who's been threatened by the FBI, virtually the whole Congress, when they get threatened, they submit. And Trump is not. So I give him that. And I think he's right in his approach to Russia. I think he's right in his approach to China, which is that there are some problems we have with China in terms of trade. But he also recognizes that we need China and China needs us.
Right.
And he's trying to work a deal with Xi Jinping, which is extremely important, both for U.S.-China relations and also for North Korea.
Well, and it also, if there's a financial interest there, Harley, it also kind of precludes tensions, let's say, whether it's ideological or political or whatever the case may be. Countries have a tendency to protect their best interests by way of commerce.
Sure.
So, you know...
Well, sovereign countries do.
Yeah.
But Trump's point has been that under Bush and Obama, we gave up our sovereignty to international banks and corporations, which is true.
And there is a certain amount of cooperation between Russia and China. As a matter of fact, I think there were pretty high-level meetings happening yesterday, and I think they still may be going on today. And this is the one thing that we need to – it was almost like pulling an old 8-track tape off the shelf that had collected dust. You blow the dust off. Let's see if this player still works. Oh, here we go again. Oh, it's Russia collusion. Oh, it's Vladimir Putin. He's an evil guy. He's this, he's that. The United States should make it a practice to go pick on people that their people really don't like them. They're not politically favorable. Putin, by a landslide, in Russia. Assad, which in the past two elections, you never hear any politician in this country talk about the overwhelming votes that were counted. Over there, 86% of the population, not once but twice, voted Assad in.
And so, John, this goes back to the point I was just making, that if you look at the Western political systems, whether you're talking about Germany or France or Italy or the United Kingdom or the United States, the mainstream parties are being abandoned by the voters because they clearly represent interests that are not those of their constituents. You know, in Germany, it took us 5 months to get a government here, and it's a crappy government. It's not going to last very long. The Social Democrats had their worst vote percentage total since the time of Bismarck in the 1880s, and the Christian Democrats, their worst total since 1951.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a Christian Democrat.
Well, that's the CDU.
Okay.
The so-called, we would call them the so-called Christian Democrats.
Okay.
In Italy, all the mainstream parties have been wiped out. In France, the socialists, the Gaullists, the conservatives, those parties are all gone. And in Britain, it was the UKIP, which of Nigel Farage, which was outside the three parties that have dominated British politics, that led the Brexit fight. So the political parties don't function, but as long as the bankers control the reins of government, the policies continue to be the same, and that's why you had Macron, May, and Merkel, the three M's, ganging up on Trump saying, you got to do something about Putin, you got to do something about Assad. And, you know, I see this in Germany. There are very few people who have any trust in Merkel. They see her as, at best, a placekeeper. And yet, she's still in, this is her fourth term.
And I don't understand why. You take a communist East German, you knock a wall down, she spends a little time shuffling around, and then somehow that you're going to elect her to be the president of the country, and you're expecting what?
Yeah, go figure.
It is what it is. Okay. Hold on, Harley. My guest today, Harley Schlanger, he'll be with us for the full 2 hours. Hopefully he doesn't go to sleep over there. We'll keep this lively and moving right along. And later on in the program, we'll take your calls as well.
Your
surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears tune. God bless the child that's got his own. Who does Trump have? Harley? That's a revolving door. By the way, I wanted to comment here. Since Mad Dog made the statement that there weren't any sarin gas attacks. And then he comes out and he doesn't want to go to war. But, I think they shoved him out in front of the camera, and that's his penance. It's like watching Sylvester of the old cartoon series. Thufferin' Thuckatash,
Right.
they push this guy, I don't want to be petty by picking on people's looks, but this guy looks like an alien to me. He comes out, he's the front dummy for the Trump White House, and the armchair generals, well, they're really generals that just put suits on. But, same thing applied. Early, people were hawking. They were paying particular attention as to who Donald Trump was bringing in his cabinet. And then we saw the people that helped get him there. General Flynn, number one on the block, he had to go.
Yeah,
I think that was the most level-headed man he would have had in his White House. But
look, this is an important point. Look, what was Flynn's crime? He may have made a mistake in terms of his lobbying with Turkey, But his discussion with the Russian ambassador, there was nothing illegal about it. But what he was tripped up on is the FBI in this case, Peter Strzok, the guy who was texting with his mistress about getting rid of Trump. Strzok was the one who had a transcript of his discussion with the Russian ambassador, asked him questions from the transcript, and when Flynn got a date wrong or something like that, that was the lying to the FBI. Now, why did they want to get Flynn? There are two reasons. One, most important, Flynn, when he was head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, had the goods on Obama's support of ISIS and al-Qaeda. And Flynn had written several memos on this as the DIA head. And that's why Obama fired him. So the fact that you had someone in as a national security advisor who knew that the war on terror under Obama was not only a fraud, but that CIA and other U.S. forces were arming and training the terrorists in the Middle East, they couldn't let Flynn be in there. They had to get rid of him.
Yeah, but Harley, let me jump in here for a second.
Yeah.
It seems that the only people that don't know that the rest of the world knows is the cabinet under Trump, because the rest of the world now knows, thanks to the internet, who in the hell has been behind the overthrow of Assad. This is not like a brand new scenario that the CIA popped out. You know, this is going to be our plan of action. This is how we're going to do it.
Here's the problem. Outside of programs like yours and a handful of others, what is the mainstream media telling the American people? It's interesting. A lot of Americans do know this also, but they're made to feel as though if they really think that Obama was part of a network supporting terrorists, that maybe they're racist.
Yeah.
So this is part of the psychological warfare.
So what is this, our payback because we weren't racist against President Obama, that we bring a white guy in and everything this guy, white guy does, he's a racist? You know, this is
the whole gender identity politics. This is an attempt to turn people into completely complacent, passive.
Oh, no, they were already that. They were just absent the brainwashing, the total and complete brainwashing.
Well, now let's take a look at another case, Paul Manafort. You know, here's someone who was with Reagan, very top figure in the Reagan campaign in 1980, top Washington insider, and he went to work for the Ukrainian government of Yanukovych. Now, what did he know about what was going on in Ukraine? He knows that Hillary Clinton and her hand-picked neoconservative stooge, Victoria Nuland, and George Soros were working with neo-Nazis in Ukraine to overthrow Yanukovych. Manafort knew that from the inside. Manafort wasn't a Putin operative. He was trying to get Yanukovych to work with the West, which Ukraine had to do. But he was targeted because he was opposed to the coup that was carried out in Ukraine in 2014. And what does this have to do with collusion and the Mueller mandate? Nothing. It's designed to undercut the patriotic networks that actually did understand these fights, just like Flynn, and worked with Trump. Look at Roger Stone. Here's another case.
Oh, before you jump off, by the way, the story is out today that the Ukraine is going to join NATO. Now,
that's been in the works.
Yeah, and that the information about the overthrow of the Ukrainian government goes right back to the U.S. government and the funding of it. And that story is out there as well. If you're going to paint yourself in a corner, I guess this is the best way to do it. You've got sloppy intel. You're trying to sell this stuff. This might have worked 20 years ago when the internet wasn't around, but it doesn't work today. People are finding out. They're very interested as to why the world is so chaotic, and they're searching for the answers. Harley Schlanger is my guest today. We'll take this break. We'll be back in 3.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The CNN story, evidently, they had Robert Fisk up from the UK Independent. Now I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they would do something like that, because that's one of the few newspapers over in Jolly Old that will tell the people the truth. But at any rate, he's over there.
Fisk is a very courageous reporter, also.
Yeah, he's over there, and he's given his reports, and he's been on the scene in Douma. He's been talking to doctors. He's been crawling all over the place. And he said, you know what? There wasn't anything. There were no attacks of anything over here. Now, what was really strange, and a caller, Harley, I wanted to tell you this, because I heard it myself. I was listening to the great one, the Fox, F-A-U-X, phony conservative, today on his program. He's interviewing a woman that's over in Israel. Now, Sean Hannity is interviewing this woman, and she said, Sean, there's multiple, many reasons why Israel is our friend, and I'm listening to this. And then she drops the bombshell. She's on one of the borders or the border walls, and the Syrians have been protesting every Friday. And a lot of these guys, the numbers are up to 900 that have been shot. I don't know how many have been killed. Yesterday, one of my other talk show hosts on the network sent me a video of Israeli snipers sitting there sniping at a 13-year-old boy and giggling when the sniper hit his leg and it flew over his head and flipped him like a fish out of water. And they're laughing about this. And then some representative of the Israeli government popped up and said, well, you know, regardless of what they say, they're out there doing their job. What, shooting unarmed civilians? So this woman, I don't know who in the hell they think they're talking to, but this woman says, well, you know, I'm down here and the Israeli Defense Forces are doing drills and live fire. And, oh, by the way, I can see some Palestinians in the background. And then my first thought was, are they still moving? You know, this propaganda. And she said there's a multitude, there's a list of reasons why we're with Israel. If that were me, I would have asked one simple question and then shut the hell up. I would have said, okay, what are the reasons?
Yeah.
Because the way I understand this, Harley, and you're well-traveled, I know what the plan is. You know, people for a number of years have been trying a two-state solution with the Israelis and the Palestinians. They want all the land. They want these guys gone, period. But there is a bigger project, and that's the project for the greater Israel. And if you look at their map, guess what it includes? Three-quarters of Syria, half of Iraq all the way up to Baghdad. They already
from the Tigris and Euphrates all the way to the Nile. That's greater Israel.
And here we are with the list. The general back in 2007 was at the Pentagon, Wesley Clark. He was, and thank God he did this. And I will give credit to Democracy Now for breaking that story, having him on the air back in 2007. He goes, look, he says, we're after seven countries over there. We're going to depose seven leaders of seven different countries in the Middle East. And, you know, what's the reasons? Well, because we can. Nobody ever offered a reason. Now we look at this. I'm watching CPAC. I'm watching ALIPAC. I'm watching the politicians. Whenever you mention Israel, they can't jump out of their chairs fast enough, applauding like crazy men. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, when is this going to stop? Because we're over there fighting for Israel, a proxy war.
Well, and you can add to that the alliance that's growing with Saudi Arabia, between Israel and Saudi Arabia, because those are the two states that were set up largely at the beginning of the 20th century by the British. This was before the United States was a global power. It was the British. It was Lord Balfour. It was the Rothschild networks in London and England, who determined that they were going to redraw the map of the Middle East. And they deployed a officer named Mark Sykes, and he met with a Frenchman, Picot, and the Sykes-Picot agreement was the agreement which drew the borders of the Middle East for the French and the British to dominate the region using the creation of states which were somewhat absurd in that they tried to put every different tribal and ethnic and religious group in these artificial states. And then, speaking of artificial states, they created Israel as a part of that. Now, the irony for them is that people like Saddam Hussein and the Assad family worked to create secular states that were sovereign states that did not that actually resolved some of the problems that were imposed on them by the drawing up of these boundary lines. And so they had to be gotten rid of. You know, you think about the intolerance in Israel toward non-Jews. You think about the intolerance in Saudi Arabia toward non-Sunni Muslims. And compare that with Saddam Hussein, who had Christians in his cabinet. Assad, who protected and still protects the Jewish and Christian populations in Syria. So what we're doing in these wars is we're targeting the countries that are trying to establish secular sovereign republics. And that's the bigger plan. You know, Israel is the center of that, but Israel is not the total controller. The total controller of this is this global interlocking cartel of banks, insurance companies, corporations that have redrawn the rules from the 1970s when Nixon was convinced to get rid of the Bretton Woods system and go to floating exchange rates. So the keys to the kingdom were turned over totally to the bankers. It wasn't just 1913. That was a key part of it. But it was in 1971 that the Federal Reserve and the various central banks were essentially given control over governments, and we lost sovereign nation states.
Well, I mean, if we take a look at the timeline, and I've always said this, Harley, you know, the United States' involvement in the Middle East, and we've all seen the pretended reasons, but we still don't have an accurate body count on exactly how many millions of the Middle Eastern people are now dead. But if you go back, and I've always said that, well, look, before the United States was in there, if you want to find out why the boundaries are drawn the way they are, the states or the countries and their boundaries in the Middle East, just look at the English. They were in there before us. So here we come rolling in. In 1949, we overthrow the Syrian president. We didn't like them. In 1953, in Iran, we didn't like that guy. We didn't like Mossadegh, so we threw him out. All these are CIA operations.
Yeah.
They have been under assault for almost 70 years in one form or fashion at our own hands, not, minus what the British had done before we even got there.
Well, you know, it's worth taking a look at what the British did to just get a sense of the continuity, because after World War II, through people like Alan Dulles, the United States essentially became intertwined with the British intelligence operations. But take a simple case of why it's called Saudi Arabia. You know, as the Ottoman Empire was collapsing, the British out of Cairo and out of India had competing choices for who would take over the Arabian Peninsula. And Lawrence of Arabia, the famous character, was working with the Hussein family, which was in charge of Mecca and Medina. And then H.A.R. Philby, whose son Kim Philby is a famous triple agent from the 1950s, the British agent who was really a communist working for the Soviet Union. His father lived with the Saud family, rode with them, and organized them to defeat Sharif Hussein's forces in the western side of the Arabian Peninsula. So what happened? The Saud dynasty was created in the 1920s, even before oil was a dominant factor. And the Hussein family was told, sorry, chaps, but you have to leave. They had been in charge of Mecca and Medina since the time of the Prophet Muhammad in the 700s. And their prize was they were given East Jerusalem and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. So this is the, you know, the great peace lovers and democratic forces. You look at the beginning of the 1900s, and these are the ones who drew the lines and the boundaries. And then, as you say, absolutely true, the CIA took over because the United States, after World War II, was the most powerful country in the world. Took over these terrible agreements and enforced them.
By the way, the woman that was on Sean Hannity's program today, her name was Monica Crowley. Thank you, Christine.
Sure.
Thank you, Christine, for that text. What happened to the other Crowley? What was her first name? It wasn't Monica. She was a spokesperson, I think, for the Pentagon. I'll think of her first name here in a second. But I wanted to get into a little bit on who these talking heads are. Now, we'll see some great institute, and it's a non-governmental organization. They call them think tanks. And all they are is kind of a respite for overpaid people that are pushing a policy. And
they're corporate shills, in reality.
Okay.
They're corporate shills, because what you have is you have these ex-generals, for example, who, after their military career, end up as armchair generals on CNN and MSNBC and Fox. And, you know, these are the ones who are saying we have to go after Assad. And they say, we know it happened. Just like they said, we know that the Russians interfered in the 2016 election. Mm. Forget evidence. Why do we need evidence when we have armchair generals?
You know what I noticed about this? Now, they're and Washington reacted to this, it's okay that Donald Trump fires missiles into Syria. Now, we weren't invited into Syria. Russia was. But on our campaign for the hunt for terrorists that we seem to be creating willy-nilly and then turning one faction against another, pump a little money into here, let them try to degrade the culture and go after the government and whatever. We've seen this over and over and over again. And I found this rather fascinating because it was the declaration of war. Now, one individual said that, well, since World War II, we've been involved in 20 actions militarily, and we didn't go to Congress. We didn't go to Congress to declare war. If Congress really wants to stop this stuff, all they have to do is defund it. But I saw Macron in France doing the same thing. I saw Theresa May come out and say, look, this is national security issues. We can't let this stuff out because it would jeopardize the mission. No, we're not going to go to our respective political bodies to get permission to do this. We're just going to do it unilaterally. Right off like it occurred that they were given intel and they vetted this out with themselves, had a good conversation with themselves, and then decided to commit forces or missiles or cooperation or whatever the case may be. Now, the argument... And the argument against that, Harley, is, well, Article 2 of the Constitution gives the power to the president to do such things. And I'm thinking about this, wait a minute here, stop. Because for years and years, we're in the 16th year with $7 trillion, millions of dead in the Middle East.
Yeah.
The questions are not being recycled as to, excuse me, let's go back here, why did we go into Iraq? You know, why did we go after Libya's Muammar Gaddafi? Why are we going after Assad? Harley, the rest of the world knows what the United States has been doing. And it used to be the United States was respected and feared by its enemies because of its military power. We not only walked quietly, but we swung around that big stick hither and yon. We've only been at peace in the entire history of this country, Harley, for four lousy years. So we have a reputation, either people love us or they hate us, but they still respect us because of the power. And I'm watching this right now. It is almost as if they are planning to totally, totally destroy the government and make it ineffective by this bonehead stuff that they keep doing. The rest of the planet knows about it. Just the American people that watch Fox News don't.
Well, I was just going to say that if you take the perfect example of this, the real story about Russiagate, which finally came out around the Christopher Steele memo, and I know the first couple times you and I talked, I was emphasizing very heavily the importance of British intelligence in running the anti-Trump operation. Mm-hmm. And hardly anyone accepted that initially. But the work of Nunes, Trey Gowdy, and others to bring out the fact that you had this top-level British MI6 operative paid for by the Clinton campaign creating a phony, dirty dossier on Donald Trump. Now, that in itself was interesting. But then what we find out is that when Christopher Steele was doing this, he was in consultation with the former head of MI6, a man named Sir Richard Dearlove. Dearlove is the guy under whom the Tony Blair dossier on Saddam Hussein was drafted, which Tony Blair delivered to George W. Bush that said that Saddam can deliver missiles with nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons anywhere in the world within 45 minutes. And that's what Colin Powell presented as the basis for going into Iraq. So it's the same Dearlove. Now, here's something that hardly anyone knows, and I put this in an article I wrote the week before on the Skripal case. when Skripal was turned as an agent from Russia to recruited to the British, the guy who did it was a man named Pablo Miller, who worked in the Russian section of MI6. His coordinator was Christopher Steele. Pablo Miller, who continued to be in touch with Skripal, was working for Christopher Steele's company, Orbis, the one that produced the dossier. So here you have a connection now of the Skripal case, the anti-Putin side of the Skripal case, with the same Christopher Steele who was responsible for the dossier that was given to the FBI, to Comey and others. It was used to launch the whole Russiagate investigation.
Tell you Hold on one second, Harley. We've got to take a break here, a three-minute break. We'll take your phone calls into the next hour. 800-313-9443. By the way, the woman that I was trying to think of, her name is Candy Crowley. Again, thank you, Christy.
Mass media, it's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
What century is this song about that they were teaching the Constitution in school? My guest today, Harley Schlanger, 800-313-9443 is the call-in number if you'd like to join us on air. And Harley, I got to take a moment to really thank you. This is not the easiest show to do because it's now 2 in the morning over in Germany. By the way, I'm envious of you being over there. I don't know what shape they're in now, but when I was there back in the early 70s, I couldn't get enough of it. I absolutely could not get enough of Germany.
Yeah.
Kevin in West Virginia. I guess you'll be first up here. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Mr. Stadmeyer, and to your guests, I hope you guys are having a great and wonderful day. This weekend, I was completely appalled, and I'm going to say the same thing to you as what I told Mr. Elkins on his show. I believe Donald Trump has turned into the fluffer boy of the military-industrial complex.
Okay.
I was wondering if you agree or disagree with that.
Harley, I'll let you take a crack at that one.
Well, I don't agree, and there's a reason I don't agree, which is that if you look at the actual effect, let me go back a step. I do agree that what he did on the Syria thing was a mistake. It was wrong. And I would agree with the caller that he has a lot of people in his administration who are no damn good. But in the biggest issues of concern, he continues to stand up against the deep state in moving toward coordination with Russia, with China, and breaking with the Obama regime change policy. This attack that just took place was not aimed at overthrowing Assad or going to war with Russia. So it was a mistake. It shouldn't have been done. But I think there's still a chance if the American people realize that the real enemy is not Trump. The real enemy is this Obama-Clinton Wall Street cabal, which continues to wield power over both parties. And that's what we've got to fight.
I totally agree with that. And I guess what it is why I'm upset is because I do see him doing some good. And this was just kind of like a kick in the guts. And I mean, I see this president, and I'm not trying to say that putting all my eggs in one basket with this president, that's not at all what I'm trying to do. It's that with the good that he has done, and then this strike, it hurt. I mean, it hurt that he was doing so good, and then this. I mean, I'm kind of taking it personal because, you know, I do have a little bit of skin in the game. And I would like this country to turn around. But I guess my next question is, how do we fight this deep state or this shadow government? How do we, when they're seven layers deep, four, five, six, seven layers deep, and nothing's being done, what do we do?
I've got the answer to that, but I'll let Harley take the lead on it.
Well, I would say simply that you've got to talk to people, that we've got to fight to defend institutions like Republic Broadcast Network. We've got to fight to clean up the two parties. But it starts by talking, by saying to people, not I'm a loyal Trumper, but that here's what I agree with. Our country was created to do something different than it's doing. Trump's trying to move us in that direction, but it's not going to go that way unless the American people get off their rear ends and fight.
And Harley, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. Thanks for your call, Kevin. The one thing that I would suggest to start to unroll the globalists and their power structure, get an honest money supply back in this country again.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Get rid of the Fed.
There you go. Top of the hour break. We'll be back. Harley Schlanger is my guest. We'll take calls next hour.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.